Or we will go out to look for other members to come and assist us in adopting the report. We are how many anywhere? We are six, I'm sure. We are supposed to be eight.
Eight.
Our meeting today is about the BRR. Adam is still doing the IT. Okay. No, we will work from our document. I'm sure we've all received the updated one. And I don't know how we're going to know that this is the updated one. Is this the one?
Yeah,
I'm sure all of us have received the updated one.
The comments and highlights and underlining.
And the underlining, yeah.
Yeah. Got underlining and scratching.
And the comments like that. Without any waste of time, but before we discuss the document, we're supposed to have a meeting on Tuesday, our usual meeting on Tuesday, and in terms of our program, we're going to discuss, get a presentation from National Planning Commission. But now, Eddie has received the email stating that they won't be able to come and make their presentation because they are still working on an updated document, and that will come out on the 11th of November. So they can only come to the committee after the 11th of November. So I'm not sure whether we will be able to have a meeting for next Tuesday or not. According to the way I see things, I don't think we'll have a meeting for Tuesday next week, because we're expecting National Planning Commission to come and make that presentation. So they won't be able to come and make that presentation until they get an updated version after the 11th of November. It's only then that they will meet. On that note, honorable members, let's give Adam to take us through an updated version and see what we adopt and what we delete. Over to you, Adam.
Good afternoon, members. Thank you for all the contributions. We've tried to implement them in such a way, Eddie and I worked on it, that we reflect as many of the members' contributions as possible. The format is in a review format, so I'm only going to go through the things that you have underlined or scratched out in the document in the interest of time. So we'll just go through the things that have actually changed from the previous version of the document. I'm also going to skip over the small grammatical changes, so you don't have to worry about that. Basically, just there, the first paragraph, the introduction, the last paragraph of the introduction, basically says what we're going to be doing today, which is adopting it and the process that we went through when we saw the annual reports and those kinds of things. So that's nothing contentious. And then the next thing of note will be the on page 2 under the programs of the department. Those have just been reworded to be exactly the same as in the annual report of the department. I paraphrased them. Then we can carry on further down and then to section 3. These are just minor changes that the members mentioned. On the second paragraph, page 4. Section 3. Okay, I will do that. Yeah. The second paragraph there, it says challenge confronting the department, and then it says that and the nation at large. And we took that out just to, because it's actually only the department's problem.
Okay. Securing the occurring in the most serious challenges confronting the department is securing the identity and status of the citizens and residents. Wouldn't we say maybe permanent residents, or should just say residents in general?
Like immigrants need to verify that they're in the country, need to verify their identity, and need to verify if they're workers or studiers. Or so I think both identity and status apply to both of those parties. Okay, yeah, please feel to just stop me anywhere along the way.
I think it will be better if we stop him
as we go, yeah.
Yeah, so that we don't go back.
Yeah. Okay, then the other changes that you see there are just to the wording to make it sound more formal and to make the to correct the timing. Let's also to see just for the interest of okay, then we are going next to page 5 under bullet. The third paragraph there, or the second complete paragraph. Then we took out reference to the immigration quota list and streamlining of professional skills. That was one of the comments. The reason being, I can't actually remember the reason. The member just basically said we shouldn't refer to the immigration quota list. Then carrying on to page 6, there was nothing. Page 7, nothing. 8, 9, then on to page 10. Then in the third paragraph there's reference to Gijima AST, and it wasn't only Gijima, it was several legal pending legal cases, so we took out reference to Gijima. Because it's broader than them alone. And the same thing for the next correction. Then the issues raised by the members, these were all reworded, just these were submissions from various different members. So the second bullet there, okay, the legal bill was too high and the committee was concerned with many litigations. That was taken out and it was reworded as there was a concern raised regarding to the contingent legal bill of the department, which was high, and the amount of litigation the department was involved in, just to make it more specific. Then reference to the BAS and IFMS, that was removed, I believe because that's a broader government issue that hasn't been decided yet. So, okay. Then the AG noted matters of emphasis to the department and entities, particularly the GPW, all of these should be attended to. And that was just that was something that was raised from our meetings. The next bullet on page 11 needed to be ensured that the relocation of head offices to new offices would not cause administrative problems such as lost documents. That's just making the statement more specific. All of these are just basically rewording the statements that were already there. Then if you go one bullet down, the government has set a target to employ 2% of the people with disabilities, and the INC did not meet the target to employ people with disabilities, and that we were asked to specifically mention the target. Yeah. Not just same person actually. We reworded this one quite a bit. Most of the targets by the FEB have been met, but a concern was expressed with regard to signing of the MOU between FEB and South African Police Service was important, as they have to work together in conducting raids. The training of 500 police by FEB was commendable, but was not enough. I'm just checking that on that actually should have been removed, yes. Mm-hmm. Make sure the grammar stand correct. Okay, consideration of the reports of the Committee on Public Accounts. Okay, so this is just one of the statutory requirements of this report, which we basically copied directly from the report of the SCOPA. And the recommendation there was that money that they owed, that they overspent or misspent in a number of years ago, 6 years ago, had to be recovered. And so SCOPA has already recommended that, so we don't need to recommend it again, but we have to include it here. Then this was a question, page 12.7.1. Some members just made changes to it, and then other members wanted to actually remove the entire section. That I think it's kind of a requirement. I mean, it's one of the main driving documents of government. So. The question is, do we actually want to remove the entire section? So what I've actually done here is I've just mentioned it a lot briefer, just basically the bullet points of the key main targets. So we still have the State of the Nation address, but then perhaps a suggestion is to remove the description of what all of those actually are, or do we actually include it? And that I think we need to decide now, because that there was a difference of opinion amongst members on that one. On the State of the Nation address, whether we...
Sources of information.
Yes.
Whether should we include that in our report? I know there is something on sources of information, but maybe to highlight a few points from the State of the Nation address and not include it, so that it's going to make the report bulgy. We're trying to cut the number of pages there. So I'm not sure whether do we agree on the four bullet points that are there and continue. Actually erase the lot that is there, like it's been relayed, cancelled there. Are we together up to page 14? Okay.
There's agreement. Okay, so then we'll move straight through that section, all the things that's been struck through, and go to 7.2, which is oversight findings. One of the contributions here was that the findings that we mentioned were mostly negative. So what we did is we introduced an introductory paragraph there which highlighted all the positive aspects, and said that we were only focusing on the negative just to help improve the service delivery. So I'm just going to read through that statement. The portfolio committed visited the following boards of posts in the northwest during the oversight trip from 25 to 29 July. It appears that the spirit of service delivery was improved in the DHA in the northwest and the Free State provinces. This can particularly be seen with the initiation of regular stakeholder forums where the DHA meet with members of the relevant communities and various organizations. In addition, the placement of provincial directors of finance and support is already showing improvement in financial reporting and monitoring. Border posts also appear to be functioning significantly faster for individuals since the implementation of the enhanced movement control system. Whilst acknowledging these and other improvements, the committee noted addressing the following issues of concern could further improve service delivery. Whoever made that contribution, I don't know if that's sufficiently positive. There was a couple of small grammatical changes that actually came from other members later, which I have also, that's one of them.
We agree on that.
Okay. Moving on to Ramatlabama, the third bullet point about ATMs was removed because some members thought it wasn't relevant. Then I just reworded the thing about the tourism desk. And there was an unavailability, again, it was just a rewording of the next that point, and we can move on to number 50, page 15.
Before page 15.
Yes.
There is a concern with regard to agriculture department not being visible at the border post, that we said there's a need that we should have the Department of Agriculture also to be there, you know, because of the food and mouth diseases.
Mm. Yeah.
You know how to put it.
Yeah, no, we saw that, but from the notes that we have from the meeting, the Department of Agriculture was actually there. It was the Department of Health that wasn't there.
I think there was a concern was raised, even though they were there on that day, a concern was raised that they are not always there to like inspect the livestock that's been taken to the other country. Yeah. Yeah.
Let me insert that now then. Okay, yeah, I said there was a concern that the Department of Agriculture was not always available to inspect the certification of stock being imported into the country. Okay, so then moving on to page 15, the second bullet, the last bullet was removed. Border concession permits have been withdrawn for regular travelers like truck drivers, and this has created longer delays and queues at the border. And the question here was that the chairperson mentioned in the last meeting that there were delays at the queue at the border posts, and this was one of the reasons, but some of the members felt that this bullet point should be removed, so it's a question of whether we should include that or not. Then, okay, yeah, that's the 7.2 for the Skopal take was just a rewording. At Tami Leng, the first bullet point was, the Skopal take, that was just a rewording of the first bullet point. Drug and human smuggling, drug smuggling, human trafficking. Okay, so it will read, it was also reported that it was important to have the SANDF along the borderline in order to combat drug smuggling, human trafficking, as well as stock theft and the entry of pirate material into South Africa. Okay, then Atame Leng. The first bullet point on about the lack of capacity was felt it need to be removed. Then the replacement of birth with death certificates, that's actually correct. It wasn't a problem with death certificates. Then Mabatu, Lichtenberg. Yeah, there was nothing with Lichtenberg. Mabatu. The second point about there was lack of communication facilities like two-way radio systems and official cell phones. Some members just felt that should be removed. It wasn't relevant. the last point, the track and trace stickers were posted without updating the track and trace system, and the local officials did not have access to update functions. Stickers were also dispatched to regional offices from the head office, but were not always received. Some members felt that that should be taken out. Okay, I'll just keep continuing. If you stop me if you disagree. Otherwise, I think... Okay, then again, shortage of staff was hampering service delivery, was removed. Then a last bullet point of marriages of convenience for access to RDB house and other citizen benefits were a challenge. Yeah, okay, that's right. Okay, then the...
Is it park homes or park offices? Because in a case, officer saying it's offices.
Yeah.
So are they called park homes or park offices?
The technical term is park homes, but they are offices, so it doesn't really matter.
Okay,
yeah. Okay, then if we move on to the third bullet, that was just made shorter. We didn't really need to go into detail about the numbers of positions, but basically that there was just a shortage of staff on page 16. Then nothing on page 17, 18. If you go to page 19, basically from 7.3.1 onwards, it just goes into more detail. The budget vote report analysis in 7.3, the first couple of paragraphs is a summary, or it's an overview of what happens in the department. And then if you go from 7.3.1, it's more detail. There's more specific numbers and that kind of thing. So some members felt that entire analysis was too much information, and they wanted to make the document shorter, so it was taken out. shouldn't change too much the substance of the report. There's a couple of things that we refer to in the observations which are covered in the part that we've taken out, but there's enough other information to justify it, so I think it should be okay. If you go to page 21, this is the main thing here where there was lots of contribution. In 8.1, what I've done for both the observations and the recommendation sections, I've organized them according to programs. So it doesn't look like this one long list. So they're organized into the four programs of the department. And then the observations are changed grammatically so that they are observations and not recommendations. And vice versa for the recommendation section. They're actually saying you must do this and you must do it by this time, so it's made more specific. So thank you for the contributions in that regard. I'm just going to go through this whole section. The first point there is that the DHA's capital asset register management. Yeah, okay, right. I'm just making sure. But I've got something brought in line there. Yeah, no, that's not right. Okay. Okay, I didn't take brought in line out. Was still not up to date and did not fully conform to the reporting systems as outlined in the Public Financial Management Act. There was insufficient training. Insufficient training was conducted on basic accounting systems. Okay, that's a double of conducted. Basic accounting systems to ensure better internal audit procedures for all relevant staff in the department and its entities.
Okay.
Yeah, I did one was conducted twice there.
Just
twice. Yeah.
Okay.
So, sorry, what's the estimate? What was that, ma'am? Sure. No, it was inserted because before it was just general auditing, but the problem was specifically about the internal auditing, not external, because we're not referring to what the auditor general does or that kind of thing. Then there is a shortage of vehicles and sometimes aging vehicles that put officials at inconvenience as well as danger. So that was just a rewording to make it sound more formal. Then the department, the opening of Tucson centers was taken out. The department system of risk management, internal control, and governance processes were not continually monitored for effectiveness and efficiency. The details on the status of the 1.2 billion possible contingent legal fees in the DHA 2011 annual report were not yet available or provided to Parliament. And that should be a semicolon, not a full stop there. DHA excellence centers were not all completed and more were needed. A concern is that is twice there. Yeah. Is that in 2010-11, in the 2010-11 annual report of the DHA, only 21 out of the 47 targets, 47%, were achieved. It was observed by that. It was observed that there, that there was a lack of monitoring and evaluation, as well as a need for more deliberation in terms of ensuring SMART, which is specific, measurable, attainable, relevant, and time-bound performance indicators. The objective to achieve a clean audit requires that a large number of systems and controls are in place. Okay, that doesn't change. And okay, then the next bullet was removed, which is basically a duplication of one we've already said. And then lastly, there is a concern of continued underspending by the provinces on the budget allocated to them. Citizen services. The DHA needed better cooperation with the Department of Health on hospital connectivity in rural areas with regards to registration of birth within 30 days. That was making it into an observation. There were more unresolved queries and delays on duplicate amendment, unabridged birth certificates, and confirmation letters. I'm not actually sure. This came from one of the committee reports. Sorry.
Oh, if it means the confirmation letters, you know, after one has changed the surname, then you get the letter that, if that's what they mean, okay, you get a letter that you take to banks and other institutions to correct your surname according to the new surname. You get that kind of a letter. If that's what it means, then it's fine. But I wanted to be sure whether are we talking about the same thing. So let's assume it's the right thing. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. I'll look into it. Let me just actually just put a question. I'll just change it if it's not the right term. Okay. Some parents were still unable to register births within 30 days due to customary traditions on the naming of children, and I was just saying it was some parents, not all parents. The issue of uncollected identity documents remains a concern. Semicolon. Then the Smart ID Card project was suspended by the Minister of Home Affairs in order to conduct a forensic audit on tender processes, which was completed. Thus, further delays in rolling out the Smart ID project by the end of 2011-12 are not expected. The GBW has shown that it is capable of printing such IDs. Then the next bullet point is removed, the introduction of live capture. No reason was given, I just removed that. Online verification of identity had still not been implemented in all DHA offices countrywide by the end of 2010-11. The current late registration of birth process will be replaced by a far more stringent process now that the Birth and Death Registration Act has been passed. the phasing out of late registration of birth is likely to pose administrative challenges in the coming years. Challenges to the DHA, perhaps you can say. In the coming years. Full stop. Immigration services. There was no... Yes?
Before immigration services, the... On page 21, the second bullet from the bottom, the smart card ID, the last sentence, the GPW has shown that it is capable. Is it, has it shown or has it indicated that it's capable of printing? I think it indicated.
If you recall, I'm not sure if the member was here, when we had the annual report of the GPW of the previous year, they actually showed us those crew permits, which are also smart permits with the little chips on and everything like that. So they've shown that they can actually print. They've actually showed us the card. I'm not sure if the member was here, so they did actually show us.
The last bullet in chairperson, can you see that one, honorable members, on the same page? The live capture for passports and ID documents, that it should be, you know. Yeah, on the page, it should not be this, what you call this trans, what paper that we paste on.
Yeah.
We should actually phase that out and start. They should start working on this. I think this we can leave. Okay, are we in agreement, honorable members? Okay. Chairperson?
Thanks. You are the chairperson, ma'am. Yes. On the issue of the smart card on page 21, the GPW has shown that it is capable of printing such IDs. From the explanation that you gave, I would think, therefore, that instead of using has shown, I really it has been too mechanical. Maybe it should say has demonstrated to make it more real.
Do we agree? Okay. Over to page 22 now.
Okay. Okay, so we can go to immigration services. There was no policy to deal with low and unskilled migrants other than Zimbabweans. So this was from two different contributors. The one said that so they did something about Zimbabweans but not about everybody else. The list of quota or critical skills to be prioritized in issuing permits had not been gazetted for the past 2 years. There is a shortage of staff at the ports of entry and the offices of the Department of Home Affairs and of the Department of Home Affairs and lack of office accommodation. Not all ports of entry comply with the basic accounting system. The 51 convention was removed because I suppose it had been debated by the Refugees Act. There was still a backlog of outstanding asylum applications and appeals, and refugee officers are not acting at full capacity. Changes in the Refugee Act may also require additional legal staff. The next point about needing to cooperate on human trafficking and counter xenophobia was suggested that was removed. There was still widespread uncertainty by both South Africans and migrants about the difference between refugees and economic migrants. Okay, so that was just trying to make that statement more specific. The DHA was not provided sufficient information on the special procedures for immigration services to large accounts or companies. permits were not all issued within the predetermined time frames. Then the second sentence was removed. The underspending in the first quarter of 2011-12 financial year in the immigration program is a concern and does not bode well for future spending. This could infer poor planning by the department and therefore places the department under greater spending pressure in the last three quarters of the financial year. Then the special dispensation thing was suggested that that was removed by the Zimbabweans because they've now wrapped that up. The department has not sufficiently acknowledged outcome 5 of the program of action, a skilled and capable workforce to support an inclusive growth path. Objective 2.4 to realize positive skills migration trend of around 50,000 annually has not been shown to have specific monitoring and evaluation measures, particularly considering the more stringent requirement of the amended Immigration Act, such as needing to apply in person for documents.
I think this one we need to explain. No, I don't understand it, Chantle, or what were we actually saying here.
Okay. That was my rewording. That there was a general statement that the that these needed to be observations and not recommendations. So I changed it from that was basically just a changing, and it's basically that this came from the analysis of the. Of the budget, of the strategic plan of the department. And so this is not a recommendation or observation of the committee. It's an observation from one of the research documents. Basically, that the department hadn't acknowledged all of the programs of action of government. So the minister was only given 2 programs of action. I think 1 and 12. But there was also an area of outcome 5 that applied to the department, which they hadn't created specific targets for, but which were still relevant to the department. So, it's open to suggesting whether you want to include that or not.
Should we include that?
I'm going to move on. Then the last one is with entities. There was nothing significant there. Only that the observations were only on the GPW and not the other entities. The conclusion was just reworded.
Thank you, Chairperson. I don't know why there isn't anything mentioned, for instance, about the Film and Publications Board, because they had indicated to us they need more support, for instance, from the cluster around issues of enforcement. I know it has nothing much really to do with budget, but they also indicated some money being needed for various programs. For instance, they can't have enough of the assessors. They needed more people to help them with the assessing and all of those things. But I would have preferred to hear why they're not listed as something that you need to recommend for more budget or whatever. Thank you, Jack.
Maybe it's because they incurred fruitless and wasteful expenditure, that's why. No, I'm playing.
I can indicate, I've made a draft statement that we could include, that the FDB indicated needing more support from the security cluster, such as SAPs, in Okay, the conclusion remained large. Okay, there was something that was removed from the conclusion. So what you don't have in your document, and I don't have it here either, is that for some reason it's not showing the changes that were made. But we just removed some aspects of the conclusion just to make it more concise. Then, okay, going to the recommendations, I'm just going to go through all of them. These, again, are organized according to program, and we've tried to make them all time-bound. We've also generally changed wherever we refer to the DHA, we now, or the department, we now refer to the minister, because we interact on that level. So it was pointed out that that's our, we speak to the minister, we don't speak to the department. So that was a general statement. And then other ones were, yeah, basically that they need to be time-bound and more specific. So I think you can stop me if you find that the statements are not time-bound or not specific, or they don't refer to the minister. Sure. The statements, the recommendations as we had them before, was said the DHA must, or the department must, or the ministry must. So they weren't all the same. And then secondly, the executive interacts with cabinet. With the executive interacts with parliament, with members of parliament. We don't interact, or at least on a legislative, in terms of our constitutional mandate, we interact with the minister. We don't interact with, we don't give recommendations to the executive, to the DG. We give recommendations to the minister, and the minister talks to the DG. So that's just a technical specification.
I just hope we are doing it right, because if we make recommendations in the report that we put before parliament, you'll always receive a letter from the speaker that such recommendations were referred to the department. Is it the department? I don't remember, but there's something like that the speaker would say, yeah, Home Affairs made these recommendations. I want to draw to your attention that this has been forwarded to the department. I don't remember well. Honorable Marcella?
Sincerely wanted to highlight the difference, and obviously in support of what Adam has put there.
The first point there is administration. The minister should prioritize the filling and funding of all critical vacant posts by 2012-13. The department must forthwith report its staffing requirements, including unfunded vacancies, and must report its vacancy rate, taking these unfunded vacancies into account. The minister must implement mechanisms to effectively measure compliance with predetermined service delivery targets by the end of 2011-12. The minister should focus on improving provision of transport in all of its offices, in all of the offices of the home of the Department of Home Affairs, because that's not referring to the DHA anymore, in all DHA offices and ports of entry. Such measures as roving or pooled vehicles, as well as dedicated deportation officials, could be considered. Basically, that point is saying that offering suggestions on how the transport issues can be resolved, other than just buying lots of cars. The minister should increase employment of persons with disabilities to the required 2% and access to offices for persons with disabilities by 2012-13. So more time. It's a long-term project. That's not something that you can fix overnight. So we said by the end of the next financial year. The minister should find a permanent suitable office accommodation. Should find, not A, yeah, okay, this is also one of the suggestions the members made, that should find permanent suitable office accommodation at Isotsenga, Nyisa and Taung local offices by the end of 2011-12. So that was quite urgent, so before the end of this financial year. The minister should find additional office accommodation at the Ficksburg and the Seri border post and improve conditions at the Tabanchu office. Okay, this was this one.
Cashier offices.
Oh, cash, cash, but they count as, eh? Count as within the office.
An office where they pay, you know, the people who are coming in or leaving the country, where they pay. I don't know what they pay for, but there's money that some of them pay, and that needs an office. And in some ports of entry, they didn't have such offices.
Okay, okay, the cashier's office.
Yeah, cashier's office. Okay. Yeah, just put them in the fixed bag, Maseru, for end.
At the Ficksburg and the Seri borders post. Border post and improve conditions at the Bunch office. Okay. The minister should initiate an analysis of measures to prevent the most common areas of civil litigation against the DHA, such as following proper tender procedures. This should be conducted and included in the risk and strategic planning of the department for 2011-12. That's for next year. No, wait, for that should be 2012-13. It should be 12-13. An ongoing monitoring of the follow-on effects of the Who Am I On 9 project or settlement needs to be included by the minister in the performance targets of the DHA. The minister must ensure that capital asset register management is up to date and conforms with the reporting systems as outlined in the PFMA.
But before we pass the Who Am I On 9 project, I'm worried about the rollout of the smart card. As, when will that be? Because we need to recommend that the minister should, you know, roll out the smart card. Mm. Because it's been on the pipeline, I don't know for so long. So something needs to be done with regarding the rollout. Have we
got it? Yeah, I've got it.
Okay.
Recommendations we have here are to on the administration side, which is basically with the management side, and then there's less for the actual programs, but the smart ID comes later. Then the minister must ensure that online verification of identity should be rolled out to all Home Affairs offices countrywide by the end of 2011, by the end of the 2012-13, I think will be more realistic. Financial, yeah, the minister must ensure. Further improvements on internal auditing, including monitoring of performance objectives dealing with risk management and internal control, should be implemented by the minister in the 2011-12 strategic targets. That should also again be 2012-13. 20? Yeah, 12-13. The minister should consider the establishment of additional excellence service centres. The minister needs to implement a maintenance solution to ensure that all mobile units are working properly, particularly to service rural areas during the 2011-12 financial year. Should we pass this? Yeah, this we came up with this target, Eddie and I came up with this blog, it's just basically saying that the mobile unit is a long outstanding thing. This, the maintenance of the mobile unit is a long outstanding issue, and so she needed to find a service provider to fix them as soon as possible. So by the end of this financial year, which is end of March next year. So there's about 6 months to do with that, but that's quite an urgent one. The minister should ensure better utilization and maintenance of electronic security surveillance in its risk-prone offices by the end of 2011-12. Basically, there was... what I'd said before is that they must implement electronic security, but it was actually that they need to use what was already there and fix it and maintain it, yeah. Okay, then we move on to citizen services. The minister needs to make provision for the provision. Okay, there's a duplication. For passport live capturing machines in all offices of the department. But okay, yes. Machines in all offices of I said it must be DHA instead of department there, because just to make it standardized. And the minister should proactively address the issue of duplicate identity numbers as a matter of urgency. We didn't give a timeline for that, but it's going to be an ongoing thing. The audit report on the smart ID card was presented to Parliament and it is thus expected that there will be no further delays in the piloting of this project by the end of the 2011-12 period. This must be prioritized. Immigration services. The minister should assist government. Oh, yes, no, I have corrected that. In the version I've got, I've corrected that. The minister should assist government in deploying the South African National Defence Force along the borderline with an immediate effect. The minister needs to actively monitor progress made in terms of eliminating the backlog of outstanding asylum applications and appeals by fully capacitating refugee officers. Changes in the Refugee Act may also require additional legal staff by the Refugee Appeals Authority. The relocation of the Cape Town and Johannesburg Refugee Reception Centres, two permanent reliable venues, and or relocation to the borders must be prioritized by the end of 2011-12. So that's an urgent one. This one, the last statement there, I think is just, that this was suggested by one member. The department has not provided sufficient justification for the recruitment of the Defence Force personnel. The Defence Force also needs its personnel, and the minister should consider recruiting and training the department's own personnel. No, there aren't any, they're supposed to be all over the country. These are the two refugee officers that have received court orders to relocate. We could say that the relocation of the Cape Town and Refugee Reception Centres to permanent reliable venues needs to be prioritised. The committee also recommends the relocation. Okay. Action. I'm just by coming up with a statement. Just give me 1 second.
Honorable Tshibedi.
Yes, Chair. Mine is just a question of clarity in terms of the last bullet there. The department has not yet provided sufficient justification. What are we trying to communicate?
What are we actually saying there?
Okay. That came from one of the members, through you, Chair, sorry. That came from one of the members, and basically there was just a concern that the Defence Force was already understaffed, and the Department of Home Affairs hadn't provided an explanation of why it was chosen that why the Defence Force personnel were chosen to be recruited. There was no explanation given to this committee. So, yeah, I mean, we can also just, it was only one member that contributed, so if you want to exclude it, it's also possible.
Yeah, I suggest we exclude it until we've met with the minister.
Through you, Chair, I just restated that statement. The relocation of the Cape Town and Johannesburg refugee centres is to permanent reliable venues in line with the policy of relocation of such officers to the borders must be prioritised by the end of 2011-12. Yeah, so it's basically saying they must be relocated, but they must also they must be in line with that idea of moving to the borders. Yeah. Entities. Yeah. Okay, yeah, I've taken that out. The Minister of Home Affairs should motivate that the government printing works must be given a special dispensation by the Minister of Public Service Administration to pay commercially competitive salaries for technical staff to prevent high vacancies, overtime, and staff turnover. The question here was whose responsibility it is to give a special dispensation, and it's the DPSA. Well, it's the Minister. We just refer to the Minister of the DPSA. The Film and Publications Board should reduce fruitless and wasteful expenditure and initiatives to ensure that the status of an unqualified audit opinion is maintained and that such fruitless expenditure is not repeated in the 2012-13 financial year. No, 11-12. 11-12 is right, yeah. Correct. Okay. The suitability of the placement of the FPB and GPW within the DHA budget allocation should be considered by the Minister in collaboration with Cabinet towards more appropriate departments. Okay, so that was again one statement. There was a debate that was raised in that previous.
I think this one also we need to debate it because we haven't discussed it properly as a committee. I think for now, can we agree that we remove it until we've thoroughly discussed that as a committee? Thank you.
Okay. The GPW must be assisted by the Minister to ensure that the matters of emphasis from the AG in its annual report are not repeated. The Minister should ensure the urgent appointment of a permanent CEO for the GPW. Okay, that's it.
Honorable Khan, with amendments. Honorable Masela, thank you. Honorable Tshibedi,
I just seek clarity before I said.
Oh.
Just to find out, I think somewhere on page 14, I saw that we're talking about the BCOCC.
I think, didn't we remove that?
On page 14?
Yeah, it's bullet point 4.
Yeah, we removed that.
Okay, yeah, that's a suggestion.
That was under the tourism,
yeah.
Which Adam rephrased.
I rephrased it. Sorry, I didn't remove you to OCC.
Oh, it's rephrased. It's rephrased or removed?
No, I rephrased it, but I didn't remove reference to the BCOCC.
Okay, you were saying, Honorable Tibet.
No, I just trying to establish that if you talk about BCOCC, not necessarily in relation to the formulation here, but I saw somewhere also under the recommendation where you spoke about where you talk about the minister ensuring that there are defense force, I can't see that the recommendation here. So I just thinking that is there no relationship between the presence of the defense force and the BCOCC as a committee? Is the BCOCC not a committee that constitute relevant department which are supposed to play a role in terms of manning the border, if you like, from border post and the entire border line as a whole? So I was just wondering whether, if that my assumption is correct, whether we shouldn't have some recommendation that actually points to that effect. Because the meetings I attended in Mabatu, there were concerns that such a committee does not actually exist in practice. So,
through you, Chair, there was just a change of responsibilities. The BCOCC does include all these various departments, and the observations were that they do have meetings, but that the responsibility had changed. Before, it was the DHA's responsibility as part of that group of departments to actually run along the borders and man it. Now they're changing that responsibility to SANDF and slowly implementing that. And it's not being implemented fast enough as far as Home Affairs is concerned. They want it to happen faster. So that's why. And then what I've also done is I've removed the reference to the BCOCC there because it's not part of our mandate.
Honourable members, on that note, thank you very much. Without any waste of time, the meeting is adjourned, and I'm sure we won't be meeting on Tuesday because of national not being ready for us. Thank you, Honourable Members. Now the ad hoc committee that we were part of for the IEC. I understand there's a debate next week.
Oh, really?
Because I had thought, because we all agreed, there would be just a presentation of the report.